Georgia is one of 25 states that so far have opted out of the expansion. Kevin Bloy of the Georgia Hospital Association, which represents more than 170 hospitals across Georgia, says state leaders need to rethink their opposition.
We need Medicaid expansion in the state. We need some sort of relief that will help address some of the financial challenges that the healthcare provider community is facing. These issues are real. They're not going to go away, and we trust the leadership that they're going to work with us on this.
Governor Nathan Deal insists the state can't afford it, but Bloy says financial considerations are the exact reason Georgia needs to expand. He says hospitals are in danger of closing.
We've had three close in the state since the beginning of the year, and we fear that there may be more in the future if we don't get some positive changes.
Last summer, the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act, but made a critical component of it optional. That's the Medicaid expansion. The Kaiser Family Foundation says 400,000 of the poorest Georgians won't get coverage due to the state's opposition. In a written statement, Deal spokesman Brian Robinson says GHA's position doesn't change anything. He says, quote, "The Obama administration needs to acknowledge that the Supreme Court altered the rules of the game. About half of states are saying the exact same thing. The money is not there." However, Bloy says given the state's slow economic recovery and scheduled federal cutbacks for hospitals that care for the uninsured, Georgia doesn't have many options. He said the evidence is in the hundreds of hospital layoffs announced just in the last few months.
You know, we understand what the governor's saying, and at the same time, we're trying to convey our concerns that we're getting these major cuts that's helped funding ACA, but then we're not getting the return coverage which was promised from the federal government.
The state's two other major hospital advocacy groups have already come out for the Medicaid expansion. They welcome GHA's support. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.